friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back. We are on the fifth day of our study about the story Jesus told about a man who owned a vineyard. He owned a vineyard. Do you know what a vineyard is? It is a big field where they grow grapes, and usually the grapes are in long rows. In Jesus' story about the workers in the vineyard, some of the men worked much longer than others. But at the end of the day, the owner had paid them all the same amount. Even those who only worked for 1 hour were paid the same amount as those who worked the entire day. Those who had worked all day, they weren't happy. And when they complained to the owner of the vineyard that it wasn't fair, he told them something. But before we open our Bible and see what the owner said to these workers who were upset at him, we need to stop and have a word of prayer. Dear Lord, please come into our hearts. Help us to understand as we read and as we study your word. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So let's look up Matthew chapter 20, verses 13 through 16. Matthew chapter 20, verse 13 through 16. We are going to see what that says. Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Then you find chapter 20, and finally, verse 13. We are going to read 13, 14, 15, and 16.
But he answered one of them and said, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is yours and go your way. I wish to give you to this last man the same as to you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things, or is your eye evil because I am good? So the last will be first, and the first last, for many are called but few chosen."
When the men who had worked only part of the day were paid, were they happy and thankful for the amount of money and the generosity that the man gave them? Yes, they were. Each of them had received a denarius, or a full day's worth of pay, even though they knew that they hadn't earned that much. Do you think they were glad that they had chosen to trust the generous man who hired them? I know they were. By this story, Jesus showed that the Pharisees would be disappointed. The Pharisees were like the workers that started at the very beginning. Jesus showed that the Pharisees would end up being disappointed. They were sure that because of all the works they were doing, God would pay them by giving them eternal life in His kingdom. They also believed that the people that they called sinners, they wouldn't be in the kingdom because they weren't good enough and they didn't do the works that the Pharisees had done. Does that sound a little familiar to our story about the workers in the vineyard? They didn't think that the workers who worked for a shorter amount of time or didn't work as much as they did should get the reward. The Pharisees weren't thinking like God thinks, were they? How does God think? God has a reward for everyone. And it's not based on the amount of work. It's because God chooses to be generous with us. He doesn't pay us or give us eternal life based on the amount of work we do. He gives it to us because he loves us and because he is generous. Even Jesus' disciples needed to see that God's way of thinking wasn't like theirs. God loves everyone. He knows who truly loves and trusts him and believes in Jesus. Something that really stood out to me and was amazing to me was that this story about the workers and the vineyard, they were all given the same reward, the same amount at the end of the day. So the amount that they were paid, it was not given to them based on the work that they did. It was based on the generosity of the landowner. It's the same thing for us. We're not going to be in heaven by the work that we do, but we are going to be in heaven only because of the generosity of God, and that we accept that generosity and we take it. It is a free gift. There's a beautiful quote that I want to share with you that's from the book of Christ's Object Lessons, and it's from page 397. It says, "Not the amount of labor performed," so that means not the amount of time that you do working, "or its visible results," so it's not based on how much you get done, "but the spirit in which the work is done makes it of value with God." So it's not the amount of work you do. It's not the amount of time that you put in. It's the spirit that you do that work. Are you working in God's vineyard to help others and because you love God? Or are we doing our work because we want a reward? Oftentimes in Christianity, we tend to do things because we know that that's what's right, or we do things because that's what we think we should do. We don't do them because we love God. And that's what God wants from us, is for us to do the work that he has called us to do because we love him, not for the reward, not for the pay, but because we love God and we want to do what he asks us to do. It's a little different way of thinking, isn't it? But God's ways are higher than our ways. Let's pray and thank him. Dear Lord, thank you so much for the way that you work in our lives, that your ways are higher than our ways. Lord, help us to work in your vineyard, to do your work, not because of the pay or the reward that we're going to get, but that we will do it because we love you and because we are thankful for what you have done for us. Go with us today in all of our work, in all of our play, in our chores, in our interactions with others. Help us to be a reflection of you. We love you. Amen.
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is a gift of God, it is a gift of God. For by grace you have been saved through faith. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is a gift of God. It is a gift of God, for by grace you have been saved through faith.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.